Hey everybody, back here for another video on publishing an Azure website, and this time it's going to be from GitHub, not just a local Git repository. So again, in our previous, about a 5 minute video, we created an Azure website and then published our files from our local GitHub repo to that website to make it live. Again, a really simple website, and we'll take a look here in a second. So I'm in Visual Studio Code here. This is the new IDE released by Microsoft in the last month or so. It's not a fully full-fledged IDE like Visual Studio is. This is more of a lightweight kind of text editor. But this is basically just a simple website. This is the first demo that they give in W3 schools for the tutorial on jQuery Mobile. We're not focused on the code here. The code can be whatever you want. But this is the dummy website. It's saved as index.html inside of a Git repo called JQQ test. So that's what we're going to work with. So I'm going to go, and this has already been committed locally and ready to go. So I'm going to go out to GitHub here. And under GitHub, I'm going to create a repo, JQQ test. This is a simple test for GitHub and Azure. I'm going to make it public and then go ahead and create this repository. So we'll come back here in a second. Let's go to Azure portal, windowsazure.com. Let's do a new compute quick create, and I'll do JQQ test again. And the name should be available. Go ahead and save. So I've already got an app service plan created. You might have to create one here. Create the web app. It'll take a few seconds to load. Once it does, the website, and there it is. If I open the website a new tab, it's just got this, should have, just a dummy page that shows just that your website has been created, basically. So I'm going to go into the JQQ test, and I forgot to mention this early on in the last tutorial, but if you don't have deployment credentials already set up, this button here would be to set up deployment credentials. It's basically just a username and password that you can use to authenticate yourself to be able to push files to your website. Since I've already got it, I can kind of skip that part here. But I can scroll down and go to integrate source control, and I can go from a local, or nope, not local, GitHub repository, and click next. And since I just created that Git repo, I've actually already been logged in here to my GitHub. So if you're doing this for the first time, they'll ask for your permission to access your GitHub repos, and then your password, right, to authenticate being able to access those files. So that was a pop-up from a different video that I created. So I'm going to go into that new JQQ test repository. I'm going to go to the master branch and click OK. So now this is going to be tied up to this repo here, but we don't have anything in this. So I'm going to open up the command prompt, and I'm already inside of my Git repo. So I do a Git status, everything's clean, it's working. And I'm going to use some of the scripts here that they've already added. And this is very similar to what we just did with Azure, through Azure in the previous one, where it gives you a little script here that you can run to add basically a repository, a link to a repository, being the GitHub repository that we're going to post to. So I'm going to copy this script to add that link, and to right click and paste. And instead of calling this the origin, I'm going to call it GitHub. Already exists because I've done this before, but it'll just say created. And then I'm going to git push to GitHub, the master branch of my local Git repo. So if I do that, ask for username and password of my GitHub account. So there's my username, there's my password, and it should say it's done. So now if I come back here to my Azure portal, notice I've got a deployment here. And this just came from me uploading files to the GitHub repo. And then if I open up the website again, I should see that new website posted here. So this is almost exactly, or very similar at least, to what we just did in the previous tutorial. where we use the same kind of website. We created it in Azure, and then we tied it to, today we tied it to a GitHub repo instead of a local Git repo. So use our local Git to push to GitHub, and then our website was connected to take in whatever comes through the GitHub repo and publish that as a live website. So pretty quick and easy, only about 5 minutes to, if you have your files, to create a website, a repo, and then connect the two. So hopefully that wasn't too bad, and looking forward to doing some more videos.